Hi, I'm Art Kaplan from the NYU Langone Medical Center's Division of Medical Ethics. Today I want to talk to you about a very, very, very controversial subject. Should physicians and nurses be subjected to routine drug screening? Should they have to pee in a cup to get a job? Should they have to do that to keep their job? Now, this is an old regular aspect of work in many, many walks of life. Airline pilots and people who are train conductors have to get tested in this way all the time. Indeed, they're subject to random testing. Should doctors and nurses have to follow suit? Now, there are certainly some who say that whole idea is degrading. It invades privacy. It's disrespectful of the professionalism of doctors and nurses. Doctors and nurses who suspect a colleague of being impaired by drugs or alcohol or abuse of sedatives, they will blow the whistle. And that's really what's needed, is to have an alert peer review staff that's going to draw the attention of the appropriate people when there's a suspected drug problem. Unfortunately, the data doesn't support peers being willing to do that. The willingness, at least in theory, when you ask doctors, residents, even medical students, hypothetically, would you report someone you thought was impaired, they tend to say no. It's something of an embarrassment. Now, I think to get a job, to pass a drug screen, that's the easiest one to say that could be and should be a requirement. After all, any employer can say, look, we don't want to have an impaired physician or nurse on the staff, and that's just part of our giving you admitting privileges or allowing you to practice in our hospital, in our healthcare system, in our hospice, wherever. More controversial is the notion of random drug testing. Even that I would support, because I think that when you have physicians and nurses exposed or in circumstances where drugs, anesthetics are easily obtained and easy to abuse, you probably do need to do a certain amount of spot checking. So it may be that in certain areas of the hospital, anesthesiology, the occasional random test makes sense. Probably most controversial, but I think also justified, is when there's an adverse event. When something serious happens, should the people involved be subjected to mandatory drug testing? Now, some people will say there's no evidence that the kinds of errors, safety problems in hospitals, nursing homes, that they're linked up to impairment. Well, that's true, but we don't monitor the situation and we don't have drug testing following adverse events. Since we know that impairment is a problem in a small but significant percentage of physicians and nurses, I think we need to establish whether or not drugs, alcohol, some sort of abuse may have played a role in a medical mistake. It does seem to me fair to acknowledge that testing is not perfect. There are plenty of false positives out there. A test shouldn't be the be-all and end-all of whether or not you keep your job. A positive test is probably room for an investigation, not immediate firing. But nonetheless, despite some of the flaws with testing, it seems to me if we're going to commit to patient safety, to putting patient interests first, we have to make sure that problems, safety difficulties, adverse events, that these are not linked up to impaired physicians or impaired nurses. So as difficult as it is to say, hey, I don't want to be treated like some sort of suspected addict, if we're going to push safety forward and make that a priority, if that's going to become part of quality care, then I think we have to get on board the notion that drug testing does have a role in our healthcare facilities and that doctors and nurses should expect to do that. I'm Art Kaplan from the NYU Langone Medical Center, and thanks for watching.